Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another wonderful day of enjoying kingdom realities in your presence. For in you we live and move and have our being. And help us, Lord, to just put this word across, Lord, as encouragement for each and everyone to arise and shine in the kingdom realities that you have put out there for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 27 from verse 57 to 60. At the end of the day, a wealthy man named Joseph, a follower of Jesus from the village of Ramah, approached Pilate and asked if he could take custody of the body of Jesus. So Pilate consented and ordered that the body be given to him. Then Joseph wrapped the body in a shroud of fine linen and placed it in his own unused tomb, which had only recently been cut into the rock. They rolled a large stone to seal the entrance of the tomb and left.
Hallelujah. So Joseph of Arimathea is a noble guy, part of the leadership, the Sanhedrin. He places Jesus into his tomb. Now, what is interesting is, remember Joseph of Egypt? Joseph had went into Egypt and then made way for the Jewish people to come into Egypt. Now, he knew that was just going to be for a time. And then he actually had said, when you go into the promised land, when you go out, when the Lord releases you, take my bones with you. So his bones were put into his tomb. And the sign of the Exodus, the sign of the departure into the promised land, was that his bones wouldn't be there in the tomb any longer. And so here we got a type. Here we got Jesus being placed into the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And something I tried to look up this morning, but I couldn't find out. But they say that the Joseph that went into Egypt, and Joseph of Arimathea is that Joseph of Arimathea is the original Joseph. Joseph that was in Egypt, the name means the same. It's just in different languages. So here you got a type. And you see that the sign that Pharaoh, when the Israelites went out into the desert and they were going out there, and the Pharaoh was expecting them to just to go worship and then to come back. And then when they didn't come back, when he started worrying, have they left for good, or are they coming back, he sent someone to go look into Joseph's tomb, and then they saw the bones were removed, and then he knew these guys are they leaving Egypt, and they gain into whatever God has got in store for their lives. So that was a sign then for him and his leadership, Pharaoh and his leadership, to understand that God is now taking these people, the Jews, out of Egypt into the promised land. And that's when he went after them, and him and his army was destroyed. So the encouragement, guys, is that was a type. The encouragement now for us is that the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea is empty. Amen? And that is a sign that the promises God have for us, what no eye has seen nor ear has heard, God has prepared for those that love him. It's a sign of resurrection life. And that's what the Bible tells us now. As believers, looking to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, walking with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit in obedience, we go on into the promised land. So it's just a wonderful comparison here. So the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea is empty because the heart of God, just as the heart of God was for the Jews at that time to go into his heart, his plan, his purpose for their life, and many of them failed and missed it. So now we know that Jesus has, we died with Jesus, we were raised with Jesus, we are now seated with Jesus, so that in all the time to come, we may be the visible expression of the beautiful love of God and then also revealing this wonderful God to the world around us. So know Jesus has risen, and you have risen together with him, and now working together with him, arise and shine into the fullness of the love plan that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has made available for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.